AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Flash flooding in the Houston area has been washing away homes and cars. Residents are being told to stay inside because of the rain, the flooding, and the high water. The National Weather Service issued its first ever flash flood emergency as parts of Texas continue to get rained on. Meteorologist Melissa Huffman.
The flooding that we've seen now has been very extreme. So we went ahead and issued that flash flood emergency just to let people know that, you know, this was a very dangerous situation and we did not want them traveling.
At least 8 people are dead in the severe weather in Texas and Oklahoma. 12 others are missing. The effort to find them is now being called a recovery effort. A military airman is one of those involved in a deadly overnight shooting at a Walmart in Grand Forks, North Dakota, though we don't know how he was involved. Police say the gunman is among the 2 dead. 1 other person was taken to a hospital. The authorities say there's no safety risk to the public, but they're not identifying the gunman or his motive. The fighting underway in Iraq appears to be aimed at recapturing from Islamic militants the outskirts of the city of Ramadi at the moment. Though a Shiite militia spokesman says Iraqi forces have Ramadi itself surrounded on 3 sides. That's his word. Ramadi's a key city that's only 80 miles from the capital of Baghdad. AP correspondent Joseph Krause is overseas.
The state TV did not provide a lot of details about the operation, but we know that Iraq has called on Shiite militias to play a major role in efforts to retake the province. This has, of course, raised concerns that it could deepen sectarian tensions, given that the province is almost entirely Sunni.
The city of Cleveland could announce today that it's reached a settlement with the Justice Department over police policies there in Cleveland. This is AP Radio News. This is one of those generational shift stories. Charter Communications is buying Time Warner Cable for $55 billion. The cable industry's been consolidating as providers lose TV subscribers, costs for TV, sports, and movies rise, and pressure from online video services increases. Our Warren Levinson picks up the story from here.
Cable TV companies are under a lot of pressure to get big to compete as programming costs rise and younger viewers increasingly don't see the point of paying big cable bills to get TV when they can get services like Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu for a lot less.
In France, a farmer is on trial for killing a suspected truffle thief with 2 blasts from a pump-action shotgun. Truffles sell for about $500 a pound, and the farmer told police he was guarding his truffle patch one night when he was surprised by the guy and he opened fire, killing the man who was found with a pick in his hand. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.